problem is not inside your head. The problem is real and getting worse every day. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to be joined by my colleague, Greg Gunderson, in our discussion this afternoon at the bottom of the hour. You're going to want to stick around for that. We may talk about what's going on in your neck of the woods. We may continue this discussion because today's news is filled with jaw droppers. Again, if you're just joining us, Mike Walls has been fired as the National Security Advisor. Marco Rubio, who is also the Secretary of State, is going to take on that role in addition to his other acting roles as the National Archivist and leading the Department USAID. This is not a job that can be done by one person. Marco Rubio not really doing his job as Secretary of State. This man isn't on a plane flying all over the place trying to negotiate and work with foreign leaders to help secure our nation. That job has fallen to Steve Witkoff. I'm going to get to the corruption there in a bit because Steve Witkoff's son on a stage today with Eric Trump announcing a new corrupt scheme by which the Trump family will enrich itself, largely based upon the fact that Donald Trump is in the White House and foreign governments and really, really rich people want to curry favor. And they have just opened up yet another avenue for people to pay to play. And it is out in the open. So again, Mike Walls out as National Security Advisor, getting a promotion question mark to become the United Nations ambassador. And just moments before we came back on air, breaking news, in a shocking moment in response to a question, ICE Director Tom Holman suggests that the Department of Homeland Security or ICE may start arresting Democratic mayors and governors for allegedly harboring immigration fugitives. Let's take a listen.
So, the president signed an executive order just this week threatening to defund sanctuary cities for their policies. Why not just arrest the leaders who are harboring and shielding illegal aliens, actually terrorists, from deportation?
Wait to see what's coming.
If you couldn't hear that, he just says, wait to see what's coming. They've already arrested Judge Hannah Dugan on charges that I do not think will stand. I question whether they'll get a grand jury to indict. And even if they do, I'm going to put a marker down right now. No freaking way they get a conviction. They will not be able to prove the charges against Judge Dugan beyond a reasonable doubt. Now they're going to what? Start arresting mayors and governors and county executives? For what exactly? Disagreeing with the president? This is not normal. And by the way, this whole gambit about sanctuary cities and withholding funding, all of this nonsense, they tried that in Trump 1 and lost in virtually every single federal trial court and federal appeals court that reviewed their decision to try to yank critical funding from cities and counties. And by the way, this was critical funding for the purposes of law enforcement. These are all DOJ-administered grants that help fund your local police and sheriff's departments. That's what they're threatening to yank. And here's the trick on all of that. It's not legal for the federal government to require local law enforcement agencies to detain people suspected of being here illegally if all they have is a bogus piece of paper signed by God knows who from ICE that says, yeah, we think this might be someone here illegally. That is a Fourth Amendment violation, and local governments end up paying your tax dollars when they get sued for unconstitutionally detaining people. And it is clear, unequivocally so, that the federal government cannot require local jurisdictions to honor those detainer requests. They're called detainer requests because the 10th Amendment and the 4th Amendment prohibit the feds from requiring locals to do that. So if that's what the definition of a sanctuary city is, and that's the premise by which Donald Trump is going to start arresting people like Mayor Cavalier Johnson or Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, what in the hell is going on? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I am, every day is a new parade of horribles. But this is reaching absolute crisis points. Keep in mind, it is a Trump-appointed judge that today said the legal premise for these deportations of people to send them to a prison in a foreign country that could fairly be called a gulag, to rot and die with no lawyers, no access to any of their family, no phone calls, and certainly no due process, that the entire legal premise for that deportation scheme is unconstitutional. Have they no shame? And the answer to that is simply no, they most certainly do not have any shame. Cindy from Appleton, welcome to the show. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Well, this is starting to really, really, really worry me because we have an election coming up in 2026, and I have a feeling that the premise of all this is to scare the bejesus out of people going and voting for a Democrat in the polls.
Cindy, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, things that I would have never even thought possible are happening every day. And oh, by the way, remember me right after the inauguration before talking about I'm afraid they're going to start skewing with the data. They're going to start manipulating information. We're not going to know where to get accurate information about what's going on. It's happening already. Who can we trust? You can trust us here at Civic Media to try to get it right as rain every day for you, admit when we get it wrong, and keep the real news and the great conversations coming. We're going to do just that with my colleague, Greg Gunderson. After these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Let's talk about Donald Trump's reign of terror by error.